Should we read from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16?
让我们打开马太福音第十六章。
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, and beginning at verse 13.
马太福音第十六章，我们从第十三节开始读。
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
So they said, Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
He said to them, But who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
And Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So Father, we ask as we open the scripture together,That we together will know your anointing for speaking, for translating, and for hearing your word.
天父，当我们打开你话语的时候，我们求你自己来高摩讲的、听的和翻译的。
We know that without you we can do nothing.
主，我们知道离了你我们不能做什么。
And therefore, Lord, we look to you to make this time profitable.
主，所以我们仰望你，求你使这个时间成为有益处的。
We don't want to just let it slip away as another routine.
主，我们不是只是有一个习惯性的聚会。
But we ask Lord that you would speak to our hearts.
主，我们乃是求你向我们的心说话。
And you would accomplish and do what no man can do.
求你自己成就人所不能成就的事。
That you would minister life.To us.
求你将生命赐给我们。
And we ask this in Jesus' precious and holy name.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So this portion that we've read is familiar to most of us.
许多人对这一段的圣经很熟悉。
They're not in Jerusalem.
他们这个时候不是在耶路撒冷。
They're up in the north.
他们在北边。
And they're in the region of Caesarea Philippi.
他们在凯撒利亚腓立比境内。
And that is a Roman city.
这是一个罗马的城。
And there are many great monuments there to idols and gods.
这里有很多拜偶像的地方。
And it's as if against this backdrop, the Lord Jesus says, "Who do men say that I am?"
好像在这样的背景底下，主耶稣问他的门徒说：“人说你们说人子是谁？”
And of course, there are many opinions about who he was.
有许多的不同的意见。
But then he turned to them and said, "Who do you say that I am?"
然后主就问他的门徒说：“你们认为我是谁？”
And I don't know what happened. You know, maybe they looked at each other. But Peter spoke.
我不知道当时发生什么事，或者他们看着对方不知道说什么，但是彼得说话了。
And Peter said, "You are the Anointed One. You are Messiah."
彼得说你是受膏的那一位，你是弥赛亚。
You are the Son of the Living God.
你是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus knew what had happened.
主耶稣知道发生了什么事情。
When we read the other Gospels, we read that the Lord Jesus was praying before he asked this question.
当我们读其他的福音书的时候，我们知道当主耶稣问门徒这个问题以前，他先为这个事情祷告。
And his prayer was answered.
他的祷告就蒙了应允。
And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
所以他说属血肉的没有不是不能够指示你。
But my Father who is in heaven.
乃是我天上的父指示你。
And then he said, you are Peter.
他说你是彼得。
And we know that Peter means a stone.
我们知道彼得是小石头的意思。
And he said, you are Peter.
他说你是彼得。
But upon this rock.
但是在这磐石上。
Different word.
不同的字
I will build my church,
我要建立我的教会建造我的教会
and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过它
So I want to ask just one question.
我要问你们一个问题
Very simple question.
很简单的问题
What is the church?
教会是什么
What is the church?
教会是什么
Jesus said, I will build my church.
主耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
What was in his heart? What was in his mind?
当他这样说的时候他的心里面所想的是什么
Now before we try and answer the question,
在我们尝试回答这个问题以前
I'm going to propose four like markers.
我要
Four, we need a better word than markers. Four,
我要提四个点。
And these four points are four things that are true of the church.
我这个四个点是提到四个关于教会的真理。
So the first one is
第一点
that the Lord Jesus is head of the church.
主耶稣基督是教会的头。
This is the first point.
这是第一点。
I'm asking Jeremy to look after this.
Okay. 我
Hold on to that.
请 Jeremy 来。照顾这一点。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
So when we think about that, we have to say, well, what does this mean?
当我们说到这一点的时候，我们说这是什么意思？
You know, the Queen in England is the head of many, many things.
我们知道英国的女皇是许多的许多许多事物的头。
But it's kind of a nominal headship.
但是那个头好像只是一个名义上的头。
She doesn't really run those things.
她并不负责管理这些的组织或者机构。
Is it that sort of headship?
这个头是不是那样子的头呢？
Is it the sort of headship where it's he's a headship, he's the head of many things, and this is just one of them?
所以是不是说他是许多事物的头，这只是其中一样事物呢？
So this is our first one, and Jeremy's remembering it.
这是我们第一点 ，Jeremy 要记住这一点。
Now the second one,
第二点
is that Christ is the foundation of the church.
基督是教会的根基。
That is the language that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
这个是保罗在哥林多前书第三章里面所用的字。
In Ephesians, he says that Christ that the believers are built up on the foundation.Of the apostles and the prophets.
在以弗所书里面，保罗乃是说，圣徒们是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
It is not because the apostles and prophets are the foundation, but what they taught.
并不是使徒和先知是根基，乃是他们所教导的。
And the message that they brought.
就是他们所带来的信息。
But there, Paul says that the Lord Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
所以保罗说，主耶稣基督乃是房角石。
That is everything takes its alignment from him.
就是所有的建造是根据这个房角石来建的。
So that is the second point.
这是第二点。
Yours.
我们请 Amy 来记住这一点。
Christ is the foundation.
基督是房角石是根基。
Now the third one.
第三点。
The purpose of the church is to manifest the wisdom of God.
Prophet.
The purpose of the church.
教会的目的乃是来见证神来成为神的见证。
So we have that in Ephesians chapter 3.
我们在以弗所书第三章里面看到。
Yours. The purpose of the church is to manifest
Moses.
What was it? The wisdom. Whose wisdom? The wisdom of God.
教会的目的乃是见证神的智慧。
So that's the third one.
这是第三点。
And the fourth,
第四点,
is that the church is something that is bound up in eternity.
教会是跟永恒联系在一起的。
The church is the part of the eternal purpose of God.
教会是神永远旨意的一部分。
God's eternal purpose.
是神永远旨意的一部分。
Who will look after that?
谁要负责这一点？
Nobody dares look at me.
没有人在看我。Judith 要记住这一点。
What is it? Right. Okay. So we have these four things, and these four things must be true of the church.
所以这个 四个点是关于教会的真理，这四点必须是真实的。
Now we could ask ourselves at this point, you know, if I turn to you and said, "What is the church?"
所以我们如果问说教会是什么
？And without thinking too much, you give me your answer.
那么你们不要想太多，就可以给我一个答案。
Then if we took your answer,
那么如果我们拿这个答案
，and we set it against each of these four markers.Would it fulfill them?
我们跟这四个点来参照的话，我们看这个答案是否是正确的。
Okay, let us talk about the church.
所以让我们接下去来讲教会。
Now the word that the Lord used, that the Scripture uses in Greek, is ecclesia.
这个教会这个字在原文里面是 ecclesio.
And ecclesia is made up of two Greek words.
这个字呢是由两个希腊的字根组成的。
The ecclesia part means called.
The ecclesio 呼召的意思。
And the ek.
前面这个 ek.
It's a good word, isn't it? Ek.
Ek.
Ek means out, away from.
就是出来离开。
So we have the word ecclesia means called out.Called away from.
所以 ecclesio 这个字呢，就是从被从这当中被召出来的。
Now, this is the word in Greek.
这是希腊文里面的字。
But I'm not very sure. I did check, but I'm not very sure about how this word, the word church, is used in Chinese.
我不确定在这个字在中文里面是
But in English, we use the word for all sorts of things.
但是在英文里面，我们用 church 这个字用来在许多的方面。
You know, we say, I left my umbrella in the church.
我们说我们把我的雨伞忘在教会了。
So we're referring to a building.
我们是讲到一个建筑物。
But in the scripture, there's no such word. The word is never used like that.
所以在圣经里面从来不这样子的用这个字。
So it's better for us to avoid that. Otherwise, we'll get confused.
所以我们最好不要这样子用，否则我们就很混乱了。
And in English, we also say, well, we've got the Baptist Church, the Anglican Church, da 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 da. So many organizations.
在英文里面，我们也说有浸信会、有长老会、有很多的组织。
And we call these organizations the church.
我们称这些的组织为教会。
But in the Scripture, we never find the word church used for any organization.
在圣经里面，我们从来没有发现这个字是用来形容一个组织的。
So we'll only get confused if we use the word like that.
所以如果我们这样子的用这个词，我们也会造成一些混乱。
But sometimes we also use the word for a meeting.
但有些时候我们也用这个字来形容一些的聚会。
We say after church, I'm going for lunch.
我们说在教会以后，我们要去一起去吃饭。
But in the scripture, we never find the word church used like that.
我们在圣经里面也没有看到这样子来使用这个字。
So again, that use will only confuse us.
所以同样的，如果我们这样子用这个词，我们自己也会造成一些混乱。
So what does ecclesia mean?
所以这个字 ecclesio 到底是什么意思呢？
Now one thing that we note is that when the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church,"
有一件事情是我们知道的，就是当主耶稣说我要建造我的教会的时候
，the disciples didn't turn around to him and say, "What's a church?"
门徒们并没有转过来问他说教会是什么
？Why not?
为什么呢
？The church is a Christian thing, isn't it?
教会是一个属神的基督徒的一件事情，不是吗
？You know, you don't hear about a Buddhist church.
你没有听到这个教会 church 这个字用在佛教徒的身上。
But in fact, in the scripture, the word ecclesia is not a Christian word.
事实上，在希腊文里面，这个字并不是一个基督徒特有的名词。
So when the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church," the disciples thought they understood what he meant.
所以当主耶稣提到说我要建造我的教会。门徒们明白他所说的是什么。
Now we have this non-Christian use of the word church in the scripture.
在圣经里面，我们看到这个不是基督徒的这种使用法。
And just to illustrate this, if we look in Acts chapter 19,
我们看，为了说明这一点，我们看一下《使徒行传》
Acts chapter
19, 第十九章。
And in Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse 21, we have a story of a riot that broke out in Ephesus.
在《使徒行传》第十九章二十一节，我们这里看到有一个骚乱。
And we remember that people became so excited that they all rushed into a theater like a stadium in Ephesus, and it was a riot.
所以这些人呢，非常的激动，所以他们就冲到一个剧院里面要来伤害使徒。
Very confused. Verse 32.
在三十二节里面。
Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused, and most of them did not know why they had come together.
三十二节说，聚集的人纷纷乱乱，有喊叫这个的，有喊叫那个的，大半不知道为什么聚集。
Now that word assembly is ecclesia.
所以这个字聚集呢，就是原文里面就是 ecclesia.
Because all these people had stopped all their work and whatever they were doing, and they'd all come together in this stadium.
因为这些人呢，停下他们手上的工作或者做自己的事情呢，都一起来到这个戏院里面。
So here you had an ecclesia.
所以这里呢，就有一个ecclesia， 就是招出来的。
It's not a very Christian. This riot wasn't very Christian.
所以这一个混乱的这个动乱，不是一个基督徒的一个聚集。
Now if we go over to Acts chapter 7，
那么如果你看《使徒行传》第七章。
And in Acts chapter 7, remember, Stephen is speaking and he's running through a history of Israel.
在使徒行传第七章，我们看到斯蒂凡在这里讲话，他讲到以色列人的历史。
And in verse 38,
在第三十八节，
he says, "This is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our fathers." The one who received the living oracles given to us.
说这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
So this word congregation,
这个字旷野的会中
is ecclesia,
就是 ecclesial.
And here, what do we see? We see the children of Israel had come out of Egypt.
我们看到以色列百姓从埃及里出来。
They were separated from Egypt.
他们从埃及被分别出来。
And they were all together there in the wilderness.
他们聚集在旷野里面。
So they were called an ecclesia. They called out.
他们就被称为一个 ecclesial， 就是一个被召出来的一个召会。
Now the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my ecclesia."
耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
And so we could imagine the disciples there saying, "Oh, good."
所以门徒们说很好。
We have left our jobs and our families.
我们放下我们的工作，我们的家人。
And we are following the Lord Jesus.
我们是来跟随主耶稣。
So we've been called out.
我们是被召出来的一般人。
So we are like an ecclesia.
所以我们就像一个 ecclesial。
So they would have been, I think, sort of satisfied that he said, "I will build my church," and he said, "Good, there are going to be more of us."
所以他们肯定听到这个主耶稣这样子的说，他们说好好的，我们肯定会人越来越多了。
So then we say, we've got something, haven't we?
所以我们找到一些的线索。
By looking at this Greek word,
然后当我们接着查考这个希腊的原文字，
and by looking at how it's used, we've got some idea now of what the church is.
接着看圣经里面是怎样使用这个字，我们稍微的明白一点教会的意义。
Now we've just put in brackets here.
所以我们先放在一个括号里面。
The Lord Jesus wouldn't have been speaking to his disciples in Greek.
主耶稣并不是向他的门徒们说希腊文。
He would have been speaking in Hebrew or Aramaic.
他是乃是说希伯来文或者亚兰文。
But we have in Hebrew, and I can't remember what the word is, but it's a word very similar to ecclesia.
但是我们在希伯来文里面有一个很类似的字跟这个 ecclesial 很类似的字。
And when the Old Testament was translated into Greek, we find that word being used in a similar way.
所以当圣经从旧约圣经从希伯来文被翻译到希腊文的时候，我们就发现这个字就是这样用的。
Now we want to just note two other things while we pass here.
当我们顺带要提到另外两件事情。
The first one was this.
第一件事。
The Lord Jesus said, "I will build." What was he going to build?Not the church, no. You missed the key word there.
有一字，有一个很重要的字，主耶稣说我要建造什么？
He said, I will build my church.
他说我要建造我的教会。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
How many people in the scripture ever said my church?
有多少人在圣经里面提到教会的时候是说我的教会？
One.
只有一个人。
Let us not make it two or three or four by adding ourselves to that list.
我们不要把自己加到这个名单里面，说以为是两个、三个、四个人都可以这样说。
My church.
我的教会。
He said, "I will build my church."
他说我要建造我的教会。
It is entirely his.
教会完全是属于他的。
When somebody says, "Do you want to join my church?"
如果有人问你说，你要不要加入我的教会啊？
When somebody says that to me,
当一个人这样问我的时候，
I can think of no reason on earth why I would want to join theirs.
我就想不出任何一个原因我要加入他们的教会。
Because I belong to his.
因为我属于他的教会。
And the second thing we note is this.
第二点，
He said, I will build my How many?
第二点说，我要建造我的
one
教会是单数的。
Not I will build my churches.
他不是说我要建造我的众教会。
But I will build my church.
他是说我要建造我的教会单数。
Because there is only one.
因为只有一个教会。
Yes, I know. We refer to the church in Ephesus and the church in Rome and the church in Laodicea.
是的，我知道我们提到说以弗所的教会、老底嘉的教会等等。
But these are not separate.Churches,
但是这不是不同的教会。
Not in this sense,
不是在这个意义这个层面上。
Because there is only one, and here we see some, and here we see some.
因为只有一个，我们在这里看到局部，在这里又看到局部的。
So let us begin with the disciples' understanding.
就让我们从门徒们的认识开始。
The church is people.
教会是人。
It's not a building.
不是一个建筑物，也不是一个组织，也不是一个聚会。
It's people.
是人。
People called out.
这些人被招出来。
So we've begun with that. We're on a good trail.
所以我们从这一点开始，我们就一个很好的开始。
But now, we have to go back to our four markers.
然后呢，我们要回到我们刚才的四个参照物。
And we have to look at these markers and look at our understanding.
我们要参照这四个点来更多的认识教会的意义。
So we'll start at the bottom of the list.
所以我们从最后一点开始。
Now what was it?
最后一点是什么呢 ，Judith？ 教会是跟永恒神的永远的旨意联系在一起的。
That's it. So when we think of the church.We have to think of something that is in the heart of God before the creation of the world.
当我们想到教会的时候，我们要想到教会乃是在神的心中，在创世以前就在神的心意里面。
When we think of the eternal purpose of God,
当我们想到神永远的旨意。
Then we are saying what God always wanted to do.
我们说是神一直要做的一件事。
This was on his heart before he ever created the universe.
这件事是在他的心里，甚至在创世以先就已经在他的心里了。
And because the Lord always works with purpose,
我们知道我们的神永远都是做事都是永远都是有目的的。
We can say that the creation of the universe.Is in order to accomplish this eternal purpose.
或者说，神在神的计划里面，整个宇宙的被创造是为着达成这个目的。
So the church is not of this world.
所以教会不是属于这个世界。
It is something of eternity.
那是跟永恒联系在一起。
Its origin is in the heart of God before the creation.
它的源头乃是在创世以前就在神的心中。
And its destiny is with God beyond this creation.
他的目的地乃是超越这一个被造的世界。
Now you see, if we take this thought,
所以如果我们带着这样的一个思考
，and we put it next to the understanding that we had from the disciples,
又把它放在我们刚才跟门徒们就对教会的认识那里
，then we realize that to simply say, well, the church is people,
所以我们可以很简单的说，教会是人。
Is not enough.
但不是这个不够的。
Because our understanding has to transcend the whole of the created universe.
因为我们的认识必须超越整个被造的世界。
In fact, what we have to be seeing is something that was a secret in the heart of God alone.
因为我们所要认识的是在神的心中好像一个秘密一样
and something that was not revealed until the Lord Jesus came
只有在神的心中并没有向任何人启示直到基督来到这个世界
Now just think of that
我们只仅仅想到这一点
What purpose, what thought, what grand plan, what great desire would be on God's heartBefore any of creation,
这是怎样的一个计划或者说思想，在神的心中，在创世以前就已经有了。
You know, some people say, "Well, the church is people who've been saved."
有些人说，教会就是一帮蒙救赎的一帮人。
And after they die, they'll go to heaven.
他们死了以后就去天堂。
And you see people draw pictures of nice green fields and trees with lots of fruit on them, and they say, this is heaven, and, you know, and we'll live in houses with gold streets and things like that.
有些人就画了很美的图画，有绿色的草地，有很多的树，有很多的果子，说这个就是天堂，我们将来要住在这里。
But would that be God's eternal purpose?
但这个是否就是神永远的旨意呢？
Is that thought sufficient?To say yes, this was the secret upon God's heart.
这样子的认识是不是足够？我们可以说这个就是神心中的秘密呢
？And this eternal purpose was accomplished by and in the Lord Jesus.
这个神永远的旨意乃是借着主耶稣，也是在他里面成就的。
Whatever our understanding of the church is, it has to be worthy of the death.The suffering of the Lord Jesus.
不管我们对教会的认识是什么，这一件这个对教会的认识是主耶稣是配得主耶稣经过死，经过许多的苦难而达成的。
So if you say, "Oh yeah, I know what the church is,"
你或者说是的，我知道教会是什么。
Then I don't think you know yet.
但是我说你。不一定真的知道。
If it's a small thing for you,
如果
if it's some easy, yeah, you know, so what kind of thing?
如果这个对你来说只是一件很轻描淡写的、很小的事情
，then maybe there's more to be seen.
那么或许我们需要看见更多。
So this was the first thing.
所以这是第一件事。
What was the This was the fourth thing. What was the third thing?
这是第四个点。第三个点刚才提到第三个点是什么呢
？Spot on.
教会乃是彰显神的智慧。
The purpose of the church is to manifest the wisdom not of man, but of God.
教会的目的乃是彰显不是人的智慧，乃是神的智慧。
There's a testimony here.
这里有一个见证
，a testimony to the wisdom of God，
见证神的智慧。
Now that might be difficult enough。
那么这个仅仅这一点可能就已经很难了。
Because I look at myself and I say, how can I manifest the wisdom of God？
因为当我看见自己的时候，我说我怎么能够来见证神的智慧呢？
How can my testimony be the wisdom of God?
我的见证怎么样能够成为神的智慧呢？
Who's going to see that wisdom in me?
谁会在我里面看到这样子的智慧呢？
But that's not all.
但是还不仅仅是。
Where is this testimony born to? Or to whom is this testimony given?
这个见证是赐给谁呢？
Not to man,
不是给人，
but to the principalities and powers in the heavenlies.
这个见证不是为着人的，乃是为着空中掌权者的。
In other words, the purpose of the church is to reveal the wisdom of God to the heavens.
或者说这个教会的见证乃是为着整个的宇宙的。
Now we look at one another.
当我们彼此思想这一点的时候，
and we find this is very difficult.
我们说这个很难。
The heavenlies are not going to be impressed by a big building.
天上的天使众军并不会因为我们建造了一个建筑很大的建筑就觉得很惊讶。
They're not going to be impressed by a large meeting.
他们也并不因为我们很多人聚集有很大的聚会他们就觉得很惊讶。
They're not going to be very impressed by a very professional TV presentation.
他们也并不会因为我们有很专业的电视讲道就觉得很惊讶。
And when they look at me, or when they look at you,
当他们看见我或者看到你的时候，
are they going to be amazed by you?
他们会不会因为你而很惊奇呢？
You know, you get angry over a cup of tea.
你可能因为一杯茶就跟人生气。
Any small thing can upset you.
一件小小的事情就让你觉得很烦。
You're so easily tempted.
你是这样容易的被引诱。
You so easily speak what's wrong.
你这么容易的就说错话。
Are you going to impress the heavens?
天使会不会因为你这样子的见证就觉得很惊奇呢？
We look at one another and say, well, we are saved by the Lord.
我们看着对方，我们说是的，我们是蒙了主拯救的一般人。
But where is this heavenly witness?
但是这一个属天的见证究竟在哪里呢？
You know the Jews had a testimony.
我们知道犹太人有一个见证。
The Jewish nation has a testimony to the world.
犹太人的国家，他们向世界有一个见证。
That the world might see.
使世界能够看见。
But the church has a testimony to the heavens.
但是教会的见证是为着天的。
Now, if we understand what the church is, then we will understand this testimony.
我们如果认识什么是教会，我们就要认识什么是教会的见证。
So once again, just simply looking at the external.
所以再一次的，我们如果仅仅从外面来看
，just simply looking at a bunch of people is not enough。
我们如果仅仅看到的是一帮人是不够的。
We have not yet seen the church。
我们还没有看见教会。
So we come to the second thing。
所以我们回到刚才的第二点。
Christ is the foundation。
基督是教会的根基。
Now where does Paul say that?
保罗在哪里说到这基督是教会的根基呢？
That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
是在哥林多前书第三章。
Now we would have rather that Paul had said this in Ephesians.
我们或许希望保罗，更希望保罗是在以弗所书里面讲到这
些。Because the church in Ephesus was wonderful.
因为我们觉得以弗所的教会是很好的。
The church in Ephesus was famous for their faith and for their love.
以弗所的教会是因着他们的信心、他们的爱心而著称的。
But when Paul talked about Christ being the foundation, he spoke about it in Corinth.
然而，当保罗讲到基督是教会的根基的时候，那他乃是在讲到哥林多。
And the Corinthians had a very bad reputation.
我们知道哥林多的教会有很不好的名声。
Because the Corinthians were divided and they were taking each other to court and there was immorality in their midst.
因为他们是彼此的结党他们中间有弟兄告弟兄的事，他们中间也有一些不道德的事。
But when Paul looked at the Corinthians, he saw a foundation laid.
但是当保罗看到哥林多教会的时候，他看见这个根基是被已经立好了。
Sorry. I don't like it when people tread on the translation. First Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
So where was this foundation laid?
所以这个根基是建立在哪里呢？
The foundation was in the lives of these believers.
这个根基乃是建立在这些信徒的生命中。
But when you looked at the believers,
但是当你看到这些的信徒，
at this point, anyway,
在这个时候，
there was very difficult to see this foundation.
我们很难看到这个根基的。
You needed the spiritual eyes.
你需要有个属灵的眼光。
Paul could see it.
保罗可以看到。
You know, if we found the believers in Corinth, we'd probably turn away from them and said, oh, don't go there, they're terrible.
如果我们看到这帮哥林多的信徒，我们可能说，我们不要去那里，这些人太糟糕了。
But Paul said, you come short in no gift.
但是保罗说，你们不缺恩赐。
And he said, God is faithful to you.
他说，神向着你们是信实的。
And he's called you into the fellowship of his son.
神是呼召你来进入跟他儿子的交通里面。
This is a wonderful thing.
这是一个很奇妙的事。
A foundation was laid.
这个根基已经立好了。
An inner work was done.
这个里面的工作已经完成了。
And you know, when a foundation is laid,
你知道吗？当根基已经立好了以后，
that foundation is a permanent thing.
这个根基就是不动摇的，是永久的。
Not something you're going to pick up and carry off somewhere.
这个根基不是你今天就把它拿起来就移到另外一个地方。
And there was a permanent work in the lives of these believers.
这个根基乃是讲到在这些信徒里面做一个 永久性的工作。
But you needed the spiritual eyes to see it.
但是你需要属灵的眼光来看到这一点。
At this point.But Christ was in their life.
但是基督已经在他们的生命里面。
Ah, now we have something.
现在我们有点多一点的认识了。
Now we're not just looking at the external.
现在我们只是从外面来看到这帮人。
Now I'm not looking at a whole group of people who are feeling a bit hot and a bit tired.
我们不仅仅是看到一帮人觉得这里很热，觉得很累。
But I'm looking at people in whom Christ has, it lives.
我们看到一般人是基督住在或者说活在他们的里面。
And though we are all shapes and sizes,
然后我们都有不同的身量，不同的形状。
This foundation is tremendously important.
这个根基是非常的非常的重要的。
You know, Paul said in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就像保罗在哥罗西书里面说，基督在你里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Now we're talking about the church.
现在我们讲到教会。
We're still asking the question.
我们仍然问这个问题。
What is the church?
教会是什么？
We said, well, it's people.
我们说是的，教会是一般人。
It's people saved by the Lord.
一般人被主拯救了。
But now we've had to go beyond that.
现在我们要越过这一点。
And we've had to look at more than the outside of the people.
我们要看不仅仅是看这些外面看到这帮人。
We all know that what happens when you look at the outside.
我们都知道，当我们只看外面的时候，我们会看到什么。
Oh, we have so many difficulties.
我们说我们有许多的难处。
I don't like your haircut.
我不喜欢你的头发型。
I don't like the clothes you're wearing.
我不喜欢你穿的衣服。
I don't like this.
我不喜欢这个。
I don't like the way you talk.
不喜欢你说话的方式。
All outside things.
我们有许多外面的问题。
But when we look at the inward,
但是当我们看到里面的时候，
we see Christ in you.
我们看到基督在你里面。
Christ in you.
基督在你里面。
Will I do this?
我们会不会这样子呢？
What can I do to him?
我们对我们的弟兄要怎么
样？ Whatever I do to him, I'm doing to one in whom Christ dwells.
不管我对他做什么，我所做的这个对象是一个有基督住在他里面的人。
Now everything is different.
所以所有的事物都不一样了。
My Lord, in him.
我的主在他里面。
How I must respect him now.
我是怎样应该怎样的来尊重他。
How I must honor him now.
我怎样的应该来尊荣他。
Because Christ is in him.
因为基督在他里面。
What if he doesn't like me?
如果他不喜欢我的话怎么办？
What if he thinks I'm awful?
如果他觉得我这个人很糟糕怎么办呢？
What if he treats me as an enemy?
如果他把我当敌人怎么办呢？
Well, it makes no difference.
这些都不重要。
Because Christ is in him.
因为基督在他的里面。
And while Christ is in him,
但基督在他里面的时候，
he is my brother.
他是我的弟兄。
Everything is different.
所有的事物都不一样了。
Christ is the foundation.
基督是根基。
Where else do we see this foundation?
我们在哪还有在哪里看到这个根基？
We see it in Matthew chapter 16.
我们在马太福音第十六章。
Because that portion that we read, where the Lord Jesus said, "You are Peter, a stone."
因为刚才我们读过的那段经文里面，主耶稣说你是彼得，就是小石头。
But on this rock.
但是在这磐石上。
Peter was a building stone.
彼得乃是一个建造房子的小石头。
The sort of stone that you would build a building with.
那些你跟沙子混在一起用来建造建筑的石头。
But this stone was being laid on a great foundation.
但是这个石头乃是被建在一个根基上。
A rock foundation.
一个磐石。
And what was this rock?
那么这个磐石讲到什么呢?
It was that revelation of Christ.
这个磐石讲到基督的启示。
Peter had heard the voice of God.
彼得听到神的声音。
And hearing that voice.
听到那个声音。
He saw the Lord Jesus.
他看见主耶稣基督。
He saw beyond the externals of the carpenter.
他越过这个眼前的木匠。
And he saw the Christ, the anointed one.
他看到基督是那位受膏者。
And this revelation,
这一个启示
is the revelation that changes a man.
就是能够改变一个人的生命的启示。
And this is the revelation that, remember the Lord Jesus said,That the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live.
这个启示就是主耶稣讲到说，时候要到，死人要听到我的人子的声音，听到的人就要活过来了。
So this is the Lord Jesus, our foundation.
这就是主耶稣基督我们的根基。
But we mentioned before, he's also the chief cornerstone.
我们也讲过他是房角石。
That is, everything is aligned to him.
也就是所有的建造是根据他来建造的。
So when we think of the church,
就当我们想到教会的时候
we can't think of man.
我们不能够仅仅只想到人。
You know, if I say to you, church,
如果说我跟你说教会
and you immediately say back to me, building.
如果你很快地跟我说是建筑物
No.
不对。
What should be the answer?
答案应该是什么呢?
Immediately, from our hearts.
很快马上从我们的心里面有个什么样的答案呢?
You know this game, don't you? It's like,
我们的第一反应是什么?
This doesn't work in Chinese, but, you know, I say to you, bank, and you straight away say to me, money.
好像在英文里面他们玩这个游戏他跟你说银行你马上就想到钱
except you don't when I say to you bank you say to me, straight away say to me river
所以或但是旁边一个人可能当你说so bank 他就想到这个河边河岸
so you can illustrate in Chinese
bank 不同的意思有银行跟河岸河边的意思
yeah.So it's what you associate the word with, you know.
就是你里面第一个反应这个词，你跟什么样的事情联系在一起
？So I say to you, church.
就当我跟你说教会
，and you say meeting.
你马上说聚会
，or I say to you, church.
或者我说教会
，you say Christ.
你马上说基督
，only.
基督
，always.
唯有基督
Nothing else.
只是基督没有别的
He is the foundation.
他是那根基
He is the chief cornerstone.
他是那房角石
Only Christ
只有基督
can bear a testimony to the heavenlies.
能够向着诸天做一个见证
Church
教会
Christ
基督
We've only covered three of the four.
我们刚刚讲到四点里面的三点。
What was the fourth?
还有一点呢。
Christ is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Christ is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
Well, that means he's the boss, right?
就讲到他是我们的老板。
Is that what it means?
是不是这个意思呢?
For many of us, when we say Christ is the head of the church, we say, well, Christ is...He has all the authority. We should have anyway.
对我们许多人来说，我们说基督是教会的头，他有所有的权柄，他应该有所有的权柄。
If we think of Israel in the Old Testament,
当我们想到旧约里面的以色列人，
the Lord said to them, I will be your God.
主耶稣主对他们说，我要做你们的神。
So if you were to say to a Jew, who's the king of Israel?
所以你要如果问一个犹太人说，谁以色列人的王是谁？
He would say, God is our king.
他们会说，神是我们的王。
God is the head of Israel.
他们说，神是以色列的头。
So is that the meaning?
所以是不是这个意思呢？
When we say Christ is the head of the church, then we mean.That he has all authority.
当我们说基督是教会的头，我们是不是说到他拥有所有的权柄？
Well, certainly he does have all authority.
是的，显然的他有所有的权柄。
And certainly the Lord Jesus should be head over everything to the church.
当然了，主耶稣是为教会做万有的元首。
But this headship is different and richer than that.
但是这一个头是比这个更我们所认识的更丰富的。
Because the picture being used is not simply one of authority.
因为这个所用的图画并不是一个权柄。
But the headship of Christ is spoken of how?
但是基督的这个头的地位呢是怎么样的被提到呢？
It says he is the head of the body.
那是说他是身体的头。
And like the head of a body should control the body, then he is the head.
好像我们的头要来控制我们的身体，他是我们的头。
And so you say, well, so what? That's the same thing.
所以你或许说，那怎么又怎么样呢？这不是讲到一回事吗？
All you're saying is that he is in charge.
你不是说他，反正他是在管理。
But there's another question you need to ask.
但是有另外一个问题我们需要问的。
When the scripture says Christ is the head of the body,
当圣经说到基督是身体的头，
and you are thinking of this, you ask the question, who is this person?
那么你们就要问这个问题，这个人是谁？
Who is this person?
这个人是谁？
You say, what person?
你说什么人？
Well, if you talk about my head,
你如果讲到一个我的头，
who are you talking about?
那么你讲到个什么人？ Neil.
Me. If you talk about my head, you are talking about me.
你讲，如果讲到我的头，那么就讲到我这个人。
So we say that he is the head of the body. Who is this person?
所以当我们讲到说基督是教会的头，那么这个人是谁？
This person is Christ.
这个人是基督。
No, 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 no. Wait a minute.
但是等一等，等一等。
But we say the church is the body of Christ.
我们说教会是基督的身体。
But did you hear what I just said?
但是你刚才听到我刚刚说什么吗？
The church is the body of who?
教会是谁的身体呢？
Can you see this?
你看见吗？
Who is this person?
这个人是谁呢？
Oh, you hear people glibly talk about the body this and the body that and all that sort of thing.
你竟然听到人用身体这个字，说这个身体那个身体。
Who are you talking about?
你讲到这个身体的时候是谁的身体呢？
You're talking about the body of Christ.
你讲到是基督的身体。
You're talking about him.
你是讲到他自己。
Whoa. You see what this means?
你看见吗？
We have come to this place where we're asking the question, what is the church?
我们刚刚问这个问题，教会是什么？
And we've come to this point that Christ is the head of the body.
我们来到这一点，这个总结这一点的时候，基督是教会的头。
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23,
在以弗所书第一章二十三节里面，
we read about him being head over all things to the church, and verse 23, which is his body.
说望友要扶在他脚下，是他为教会做望友之手，教会是他的身体。
And the fullness of him.
是那充满望友者所充满的。
So what have we come to here?
所以我们得到什么样的一个结论呢？
We've come to an extraordinary union between those redeemed ones and their redeemer.
我们讲到的是一个那个拯救者跟被拯救的人的一个奇妙的合一。
And we've come to such a union.
这个联合。
That it says that Christ is the head of the body.
说基督是教会的头。
That you are the body.
你们是身体。
But who is this person?
这个人是谁呢？
This person is Christ.
这个人是基督。
This is extraordinary.
这是不寻常的。
And some of you are looking a little worried.
你们有些人可能有点担心。
And saying this is confusing.
这个很困惑。
I don't understand this.
我不明白。
Let us go back a little bit.
那我们再回头一点。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这个是神永远的旨意。
This is something so great, so extraordinary, so breathtaking, that it is the secret on the heart of God and the whole reason for the creation.
这一个是这样的伟大，这样的不寻常。以至于他这是一个秘密，隐藏在神的心里面在创造的以先就已经有了。
In this work accomplished through the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus is the wisdom of God made manifest to the heavens.
在这个工作里面，基督受苦受死得荣耀，使神的智慧向着诸天彰显。
In this work, Christ is the foundation.
在这个工作里面，基督乃是根基。
And you know that once the foundation is laid, the building has to be in line with the foundation.
我们知道，当根基立好了以后，整个建造乃是根据于这个根基。
You can't have the foundation here and the building here.
你不能够有根基在这里，而建造的却是在那里。
And you can't have a big foundation and a little building.
不能有一个很大的根基，却有一个很小的建造。
The foundation is the plan of the building.
这个根基就是整个房屋的一个构造。
And Paul said, on this foundation must be built gold, silver, and precious stone.
保罗说要在这个根基上要用金银和宝石来建造。
In other words, the whole building is Christ.
或者说整个建造，整个建筑都是基督。
And Christ is the head of the body.
基督是教会的身体，教会的头。
We may not understand this very well.
我们或许不是很明白这一点。
But we remember that the Lord Jesus spoke some very strange things to his disciples.
但是我们记得主耶稣基督跟他的门徒说这一件事情是我们觉得很稀奇的。
And when he spoke heavenly things.
当他提到属天的事情
，things that could not be true in this world，
这个事情是在这个世界是不能够被认识的
，and yet were a spiritual reality，
但是却是在就是一个属灵的实际。
When he spoke those things, many people were offended。
当他讲到这些事情的时候，许多人就被绊倒了。
He spoke heavenly things。
他讲到属天的属
，and they said。I can't cope with this.
他们说我不明白。
And Jesus said, "Does this offend you?"
主耶稣说你为此而绊倒吗
？Does it offend you?
你为这个而被绊倒吗
？He said, "What if I should ascend back up to my Father?"
如果我升到父神那里去
，Would that offend you as well?
那么这个是不是也叫你绊倒呢
？Does it offend you that the Lord Jesus is from heaven?
如果说到主耶稣是从天降下来的，这个是不是也叫你绊倒呢
？Does it offend you that the work that he has accomplished is eternal, spiritual, heavenly, glorious, and according to God?
如果我们说到主耶稣的工作呢，是永恒的，是荣耀的，是属天的，也是根据于神的工作，这一点叫你绊倒吗
？Do you want something earthly?
还是你要一些，只仅仅要一些属世的？
Do you want to get hold of it and manage it yourself?
你仅仅是要一些属地的事物，是叫你能够控制、能够掌控的呢
？Do you want to have your sweaty hands all over this?
你是不是要自己用自己的手来参与你所谓的建造呢
？Well, the church is not like that.
教会不是这样的。
The church is of God.
教会乃是属神的。
The church is of heaven.
教会乃是属天的。
When what the Lord Jesus then said,
然后主耶稣基督说,
He said, the flesh profits nothing.
这不是血气的
If you are trying to understand these things by mental analysis, you'll get nowhere.
这不是属血气的属血肉的只是你的。如果你要靠血气来明白这些真理,
He said, the words that I'm, He said, the words that I'm speaking to you, they are spirit and they are life.
他说我对你们所说的话就是灵就是生命。
So what do we do with this teaching concerning the church?
所以我们认识了这个教会的真理以后，我们应当做什么呢？
What are we going to do with it?
我们应当做什么呢？
Are we going to say, well, that's high-flown theory, good for preachers, but not much else use for it?
我们是不是说这些的道理很高，对讲员来说有用的，对我们好像没什么用？
No.
不是的。
We need, we must get hold of this by faith.
我们需要，我们也必须凭信心抓住这个真理。
And we must live this reality.
我们必须活出这个实际。
How do you live this reality?
你怎么样能够活出这个实际呢？
Of course, that would be another hour or two or three or four.
可能我们需要一两个小时再来讲这个实际的。
But definitely, this reality can be lived.
但是很肯定的说，这个实际是可以被活出来的。
And we will see it in your life.
我们可以在你的生命中看到。
We will see that you make no distinction between the brothers and the sisters.
我们可以看到你在弟兄姐妹中间没有分别的。
It doesn't matter who they are.
不管他们是谁。
It doesn't matter how old they are.
不管他们有多老。
It doesn't matter what language they speak.
不管他们讲什么样的语言。
And above all, it doesn't matter what they think of you.
不管他们对你有什么样的看法，
But you will see Christ in them.
你要看见基督在他们里面，
And you'll be willing to wash their feet.
你要愿意来洗他们的脚，
Because whatever you do to one of the least of these, his brethren, you've done to him.
因为你在这个最小的，坐在这最小的弟兄身上，就是坐在主的身上。
You will not labor to build something on the earth.
你不会努力的要建造一些属地的事物。
We will see you laboring to build something that is heavenly.
我们要看见你在这里劳苦建造一个属天的事物。
All your desire will be to see Christ formed in the lives of others.
你的渴慕要看见神基督被组织在所有神儿女的心中。
You will never, ever, ever look at another believer and say, "You are mine."
你不会，也绝不会看见一个信徒，你说你是我的。
You will never try and grapple people to yourself.
你不会拉拢人来靠近自己。
But you will always be giving them to him.
你乃是要把他们献给基督。
These are just some of the ways that this heavenly vision will work itself out in your life.
这只是这个属天的意象在你生命中工作的一些的表现而已。
And you'll be wonderfully encouraged.
那么你就会很奇妙的受鼓励。
Because you dwell in him.
因为你乃是住在他里面。
And because he dwells in you.
因为他也是住在你里面。
Because you're joined with him forever.
因为你是永远与他联合。
Because there's a permanent foundation laid.
因为这个根基是永久性的。
Because you're caught up into something which is eternal.
因为你是被参与到神永远的旨意里面。
Because your life is so significant as you bear witness to the heavens.
因为你的生命是何等的不同，因为你现在向着诸天做一个见证。
And you will glorify the Lord.
你要荣耀神。
And bless his name.
也称颂他的名。
So Father, we pray that we would live that life worthy of your Son.
父神，我们祷告，求你让我们能够活出一个生命是配得过你儿子的生命。
And that we would never labor against him, but always with him.
让我们的劳苦，我们的努力不是与他为敌，乃是照着他的旨意。
That he would have preeminence in everything.
让他在我们所做的一切事上来居首位。
That he truly would be head over all things to the church.
让他为教会做万有的元首。
And all things would be laid at his feet.
那万有都能够伏在他的脚前。
That we would love one another.
让我们学习彼此相爱。
That we would see Christ in one another.
让我们看见彼此里面的基督。
And we would love to wash the saints' feet.
也让我们愿意来彼此洗脚。
And by love serve one another.
借着爱，让我们彼此服侍。
Lord, deliver us from our own minds.
主耶稣，求你救我们脱离我们自己的思想。
Deliver us from being governed by what is visible.
救我们脱离只看眼前，只看能够看见的事物。
And let us live this life as seeing the invisible.
让我们活出这个生命，好像看见那不能看见的。
And walking always by faith and not by sight.
一直乃是凭信心而不是凭眼见。
And we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.